You're with Steve Austin. ABC Radio Brisbane.
Secretly, Terry Begley has the best job of anyone at ABC Radio Brisbane. She gets to go out, meet interesting people. She goes on location all the time. She meets fascinating people, characters, personalities. And today, she's playing games. I'm not sure if you've ever played Dungeons & Dragons. I have not, but the fantasy tabletop role-playing game has been around for 40 years. Can you believe it? And it's still going. In fact, there's a shopping centre in Brisbane's West where dedicated fans of Dungeons & Dragons regularly set up chairs and tables and spend hours guiding their heroes through quests for treasure, battles with deadly foes and daring rescues. Terry Begley has apparently just settled in to play her first ever game under the tutelage of a dungeon master. Have you won? Have you slain a dragon yet, Terry?
Well, Steve, don't refer to me as Terry, because actually my name I've just given myself in my Dungeons & Dragons quest is Brizalian, and I am a 95-year-old 5-foot elf. So I don't know where Terry is, but I'm going to do this interview
from
now on.
You're an elf, all right.
I'm an elf, and I'm 95 years old. I'm not doing bad for my age, I'll tell you.
Okay.
So I've just sat down at this plastic table on some plastic chairs, and I've delved into a world that I'd heard about, but I had no understanding whatsoever about this game. And it is about time I played my first Dungeons & Dragons game, because this is one of those games that has longevity. It has been around since 1974. And what's even more impressive, one of the people that's going on a quest with me, or actually directing the quest, is the Dungeon Master, Danny. He's sitting next to me right now, explaining all of the rules, explaining some of, you know, the adventures that we've been offered to go on. This morning's quest, we're about to leave, a village called Polymar and head up northwards from the village and try and find a cart that has disappeared. It's full of precious metals and iron. Danny, before we continue this quest, you've been playing this game for an awfully long time. I think, what, more than 40 years now?
Yes, that's right. I actually started in 1974 when the game was first published. I was in a game shop that did model figurines and things for Napoleonic battles and things, and they were playing Dungeons & Dragons for the first time in the shop, and I just had to get involved because I loved things like Lord of the Rings and so on, and it just caught me.
Well, we all move through phases with games, particularly, you know, childhood and our teenage years. What has kept you playing this for so long? I mean, you're a dungeon master. We'll get an understanding what that is shortly. What is it about this game that intrigues you?
I think you get to use your imagination a great deal, but it's also a very social game. It's one of the reasons why I haven't really strongly taken to computerized versions of the game, because they're solitary affairs.
Yeah, a lot of this, we've got paper in front of us, we've got pencils, we've been filling out our personality traits, whether we've got rations to go on this quest. You've got some, I see, dice in there. So it's all about, it's a very tactile game, and we are in a busy shopping centre. You can probably hear, Steve, people are wandering past, giving us a good long look. How often do people, it's an open table, anyone's invited to go on a quest, how often do people sit down, you've never met before, and get involved in this game?
So far, since I've been playing this for 5 sessions now, we've had about 12 people come along and sit down and join in.
So they stand there and kind of stare at you for a while and think, I've got to get myself into this game and find out what it's all about. You're a dungeon master. What does that mean?
What it means is that I provide the setting for the players, and I will operate the mechanics of the game so that the players can go and have their imaginative adventure. I provide all the personalities and other people in the world, but I'm not an adversary to the players. I'm supporting their adventure.
Yeah, you were asking us questions a little while ago. You know, how are you going to get up to this place where you think the cart's gone missing? Who are you going to talk to along the way? That sort of stuff. So it's very much a game where people are all giving their ideas. How long can a game last for, Danny?
Well, as I might have mentioned earlier, I have played a game that lasted for 6 years. An actual session will go for a few hours at a time, but then you can link the sessions together. That won't happen in an open table because you never know who's going to be here next time.
So 6 years, you have had what, like a regular weekly get-together with other Dungeons & Dragons players, sat down and continue this one game?
Yes, yeah, we did that at my house from, I think it was about 1975. For 6 years.
Amazing. Tell me about the story about meeting your wife.
Well, I actually first met my wife at a computer conference for Apple Computers, but shortly after that, she became a player in that 6-year game. She made a character up called Aphrodisias, who was a priestess. And we had lots of fun with that.
Was that about kind of wooing you, calling yourself aphrodisia?
It could have been. I certainly created a number of suitors for her in the game.
Oh, that's love at first, I don't know, move on the board. I don't know what how you would describe your love affair, but that's gorgeous that you've met your life partner through Dungeons & Dragons.
Yeah, it was great, and we found that we were very simpatico through that.
All right, I'm just going to quickly introduce you to another of my players to the right. I've got Emma, but she's not really Emma. In this setting, you are Nina. Who's Nina?
So Nina is a 16-year-old druid.
Oh, okay. Well, shouldn't you be in school, or did druids not go to school?
No, druids are more of the nature.
All right, well, we're off to get this cart today full of precious metals. How do you think we're going to get it back without getting slayed by dragons or their minions?
Probably with a bit of luck, but we're more dealing with wolves and bugbears and that more jazz than dragons.
Now, Nina/Emma, you haven't been playing Dungeons & Dragons as long as Danny, the Dungeon Master. What is it about the game that attracts you? And why do you think, like in this world of electronic gadgets, so many games being brought out almost every week, every second day, that a lot of younger people are into? What explains your attraction to it and its longevity here in Brisbane?
It really is the community, and it is about using your imagination, like we've said, and just doing whatever you choose instead of letting someone else decide.
So it's all about making your own adventure. It's not a game about winning, it's about creativity, right?
Yeah, it's a lot about the role play.
So much to think about. I know we can't really get into the game anymore live on air. Back to you, Danny, the Dungeon Master. You've played this game for so long. You must have learnt something about human nature, about other human beings and the way that they approach Dungeons and Dragons. Give me your life learnings out of this game, Danny.
Well, I found that people can be very generous towards each other. Younger people, when they first get involved, become a little obsessive and sometimes will cheat, which is a strange thing to do in a cooperative game. But if you're tolerant of that, they eventually settle down and actually start just enjoying the camaraderie and making up stories and going on adventures. They dislike setbacks. Occasionally characters get killed, which is a sad thing. But occasionally that can be a rejoice as well. I remember my brother, now brother-in-law, died, and we did an oil painting for his character.
But he is still around in real life, though.
Oh, yeah.
It's just that he died in the game.
He died in the game.
I see. See, the difference between reality and fantasy is really blurring for me right now. So, yeah.
First-time players do have that effect.
Yeah. Even in a busy shopping centre, as people are pushing their shopping trolleys past us, we are in the land of druids and dwarves and elves right now.
That's right. The shopping centre fades away.
Okay. Well, the radio's fading away now. Steve's saying goodbye to me because I've got to go on this quest. My fellow band of brothers and sisters are waiting to go and see if we can avoid the dragons, avoid all the dangers, and come back with that cart of precious metals. Thank you so much for taking me into your world, even just briefly, guys. Really appreciate it. It's a fascinating game, and obviously it's got a lot there to keep people attracted for more than 40 years. Dungeon Master Danny, I bow to you. Thank you for your time.
Thanks, Harry.
Off we go. We're on our quest.
Terry, quick, what shopping centre is the table at?
We're at Kenmore Shopping Centre.
Kenmore.
So these guys will probably be here for a good couple of hours. Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah, they're all nodding their heads in agreement. We've got work to do. They can't just wrap this game up in 10 minutes. So if you do want to come down, it's an open table, and that's the beauty of it. It's not only the fact that we're learning about this game that's been around for so long. You're learning about community this morning and how welcoming the Dungeons & Dragons community is. So come on down, pull a chair up and become a 95-year-old, 5-foot-high elf like me.
So they're slaying dragons and rescuing damsels at Kenmore Shopping Centre.
Yeah, it's a hotbed of chaos, and you know, it's just chaos.
Thank you, Terry.
Put it that way.